We emphasize a lot around here a culture of honor, but a culture of honor is not a culture of flattery. A culture of honor actually sees the heart of the Lord for a person and calls that into being. Flattery is a counterfeit of honor. Honor really celebrates a person who God made them to be and acknowledges and celebrates that great, great work of grace in that person's life. Hello there once again. Thanks for joining us in this quest for wisdom. We're in chapter 20 of Proverbs, and we're going to try to take, three or four verses, let's see how we do, just to highlight some things about the subject of wisdom and how it functions in our life. All right, so let's get started. Let's start with verse 3. It says, "It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel." That's such a great verse. It's honorable for a man to stop striving, because any fool can start a fight. Anyone can start an argument. And we live in such a volatile culture right now that the spirit of offense is being given away for free to anybody who will just pick up some cause to become angry over. And it's not hard to start a fight. It's not hard. You just make one post on the internet, or make one statement in church or whatever. You just get people offended easily. So we've got to pray. We've got to pray our way through this season that we are not contentious people, that we say truth. Scripture says, speak the truth in love. Say what you're going to say. Speak it truth, but speak it with love. Speak with the end result in mind. Here's some advice. Don't speak just to give people a piece of your mind. Speak because you want to contribute to their well-being. And if you do that, you'll know the difference between speaking truth in and of itself and speaking truth in love, because love always considers the outcome. All right, let's move on. It says, here's an interesting verse in verse 5. "Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out." Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. This might be a stretch for you, but let's take Saul. When he was a young man, his father's donkeys were missing, and this is obviously before he became king, and his dad sends him and a servant to look for the donkeys. And they looked for, I forget now, I think it was like 3 days or something. They couldn't find him. And the servant says, let's go to the prophet, Samuel. He knows everything, you know. So they went to the prophet. And this is what Samuel did. He saw Saul coming. And he says, "Your donkeys have been found." This is interesting. "Your donkeys have been found. But come back tomorrow morning, and I'll tell you all that's in your heart." And that's when he prophesied about him becoming king. Saul was unaware that this was in his heart, but the prophet saw it. A man of understanding was able to bring to the surface what God, I believe, planted in Saul's heart early on in life. It's a fascinating, fascinating story. When you answer, here's another thing we can learn from that story. When you seek to answer the question people are asking, you position yourself to answer the question they should be asking. Where are my donkeys? Oh, they've been found. Here's the purpose for your life. You were designed to be a king. Now, honestly, Saul blew it. He did all kinds of things wrong, but God didn't set him up to fail. He set him up to succeed. So a counsel, wisdom, or a man of understanding will know how to draw out, sometimes out of our own hearts, sometimes out of the hearts of people around us, to draw the counsel of the Lord out deep out of what's been planted already in a person's heart. And that's what a friend does. A friend learns how to pull that out. All right. Let's move on quickly. It says, verse 7, it says, "A righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." I don't know what else to say except when you choose righteousness, you actually benefit multiple generations. When you choose that as a way of life, it actually affects multiple generations. I met with my children when they were newly married, and I told each of them, I said, "Listen, you won't have some of the same financial challenges that your mom and I had And the reason is because I was generous. I've lived generously, and I've set the stage for you to prosper. How can I say that? That was David. David lived with extreme generosity, and Solomon benefited from his choices. We need to live knowing that our choices today affect generations we'll never see. And so I think that's just a wonderful scripture here for us. And then let's move down to verse 19. Let's see, we'll take perhaps two more verses, maybe one. Let's see, verse 19, it says, "He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips." That verse is so fascinating to me. He who goes about as a talebearer, the one who reveals the secrets of other people, that person conceals their heart with flattery, conceals the evil of their heart by flattery. And so in Proverbs here, he makes the connection between the talebearer, the one who reveals the secrets of another person, and how they conceal that evil that's in their heart. They conceal it with flattery. We emphasize a lot around here a culture of honor, but a culture of honor is not a culture of flattery. A culture of honor actually sees the heart of the Lord for a person and calls that into being, or calls it to the surface, or gives attention to that which God has done in another person's life. And I've watched through the years many people try to create what we would call a culture of honor, and all they've done is just moved into flattery. Flattery is a counterfeit of honor. Honor really celebrates a person who God made them to be, and acknowledges and celebrates that great, great work of grace in that person's life. So I bless you with that. We're going to end with that one. Actually, I have time to do one more. Forgive me. Here it is, verse 27. "The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord." I don't understand this one. The spirit of the man is the lamp of the Lord. We've talked quite a bit in recent weeks about managing our inner world, making sure it stays healthy. Well, here the Lord says, that you manage well becomes the lamp that God uses to expose, but not expose in an evil sense, to reveal all that he's put in a person's heart. So a healthy heart enables the Lord to shine on the desires, the dreams, the callings, the giftings, the pursuits that God has created us for. He uses our own healthy inner world for us to discover the things that God has actually planted in us. So I hope that helps, that it blesses me, and I bless you with that. I pray that you have a spectacular week of discovering the great promises of God. Amen.